Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and his alternative universe counterpart, Vons. These are furry little fox folk boys who all use he, him pronouns like I do. At the moment, we're hiding. We're all preparing. We've got our nifty little blanket fort, and we're hoping that we can connect with the rest of the party shortly.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. Jesse's also hunkered down. She's in a Faraday cage sort of thing with a crystal monster, who's also a bunch of other people, and hiding from a really bad monster that we've been told is a terrible, terrible thing.
And I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. And we currently accept any pronouns that you want to throw at us. And right now we and May are headed towards the Nominoculon or whatever it is.
The Prismal Eye.
The Prismal Eye. Thank you. I'm sorry. I could not think of what it was.
The term nonoculus has also been used.
Nonoculus.
Which is probably what you're reaching for.
Yes. Yes, that was the one that stuck with me. Anyway, that's what we're headed for. Unaware of where everybody else is, but thinking that Jesse's probably the one in the most danger right now.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin is here with the recap.
I am here with the recap. So, we are in a secondary facility. What does secondary facility mean? Great question. Sort of unclear. We were on our way down to try to find Wizard Dave in order to talk to him about steering the arcs somewhere else. This is a sort of side quest to bring this particular facility back into a powered up state. And essentially, it's infested with a prismal eye, or an nonoculus, as we have previously said, which is a really bad thing. It's a real bad monster. Gonna kill us all, maybe. All of us together. All 12 of us together. What happened last time is that Jesse was dealing with a crystal monster, which is not the nonoculus or prismal eye. And it turns out that there is a bunch of, like, consciousnesses trapped in that crystal beast. Jesse is calling them Chrissy. Chrissy took them to essentially a Faraday cage where the Prismal Eye probably can't find them as long as they're quiet. Cool Vons and Aramith had some chemistry and were looking around in the barracks area and found a security card blank, and also some info that might help to make the crystal more efficient in this particular facility, but that was written before the power problems in the general arcs overall, and they thought, well, maybe this can help to fix the rest of the power issues. They also found a graduation orb, and they took that with them. Nacho Cheese flavored Vons finished the barricade that he was building with an expanding foam. And so now Nacho Cheese Vons and Cool Ranch Vons and Aramith are all trapped in the barracks unless they go into the maintenance tunnels. May and Weldroa had gone down a hatch and found a room with a diamond or crystal window looking out onto the base floor of the crystal room. They found a couple of dead bodies, and the room was mostly ruined. Well, Droa did go down to the floor and felt more of the microwave magic zaps that they had been feeling, and also found some of the emitters for the shield that they had found notes about. And those emitters are mostly intact, but not currently turned on. And that's when they were going to go back to find the rest of the group. Probably go find Shields, but, you know, possibly try to go find Jesse, which,
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, well, draw.
Yes.
You are running back to base camp.
Except I probably don't breathe like that, so never mind.
What do you think Waldro breathes like? I'm curious now.
I don't think that it occurred to me that Waldro probably doesn't breathe. There's no lungs there. I mean, it's just Waldro is just a black goo, so it doesn't have any internal organs.
But you do.
Well, no. Well, bones, I guess. But
yeah,
bones
all we have
don't
is bones.
Breathe.
But bones don't breathe. And so I.
Episode title.
Bones don't breathe.
That's a plot point idea.
No, it just occurred to me that I probably don't have any lungs and I probably don't need to breathe, given that I found Sadroa underneath water. So it's probably not a big deal.
Yeah, it's probably just a collection of slapping sounds as you scoot along.
I'm not scooting. I have a kind of centaur-ish body.
You're galloping majestically.
God, I just feel like there's not enough. They're not moving fast enough for it to be galloping. At best, it's a canter.
Stealth canter.
given that the centaur body is composed of the bottom legs of one body, and then I hope we took the head off we left the head somewhere off the other body, and it's just like backbone connected to the bottom. It has to look hideous. There, it's very short, and it's just it's not good. It's not good.
I'm really, because sure I always thought it was like very spindly.
Well, it's just it's the back is very the back connected to you imagine that the back's got to be connected somewhere down around the hip of the standing part, and then the back goes and. The back isn't long enough to be a centaur type form for the height of the body that it's attached to.
You are essentially made of clay. You can make up for a lot of distance here.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
Also,
anyway.
You could like mix and match where you're putting the parts. Like, you don't have to put them all like together.
Then I'd look more horsey.
You're...
Anyway. Doesn't really matter.
A horrifying abomination before God of some description.
You've got two rib cages.
Each more rib cage than the last.
One really long rib cage. That's what I'm saying.
Play like
May
a xylophone.
Can't run very fast, so I'm keeping up with May. And we're
I bet it still
towards...
sounds slappy, though.
May's human and a trained fighter. She's fine.
I understand that, but she's not going to run as... I'm keeping up with May. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Maybe you should give her a ride.
No.
I think we should stop picking on Kelly about this subject.
Probably. All right. So, Kelly, how stealthy are you trying to be on your way back?
Pretty darn. I mean, okay. You know, as we get closer, we're going to slow down a little bit. We're going to slow down and start, you know, being stealthy and going up against walls.
All right. Well, make a dexterity check.
14 plus 7 is 21 plus 1 is 22.
Right. May does decently as well, making up for the fact, hopefully at least a little bit, that she's wearing, you know, like medium armor. And you two, you know, do your best stealth and find your way back to Shield, who is standing at the entrance of the hallway that would lead back the way you guys came and out the door.
Okay.
Lucky is currently not there.
Where's Lucky? I ask Shield.
Running back to assure the others we are still alive, which appears to be the case, although
yes,
that creature headed up towards Jesse shortly.
What creature are we talking about? I mean, I don't remember. Do I know about the Nanoculus?
Yes, everyone was there.
Okay. You mean the Nanoculus?
Yes, the Prismal Eye.
Okay. I don't know why it's easier for me to say Nanoculus. Anyway.
Either's fine.
Okay. How long ago did it headed in Jesse's direction?
Yes. And then Squirrelo made alarm noises and then it went that way. And then I made a decision that Jesse presumably knows how to yell for help, as do the others.
Because they're adults.
going to say there's been a great deal of conversation about trusting adults to handle themselves.
All right.
In these periods, you know, between important moments.
You know what? Do you know where... have you heard anything from the Von's Eye?
No. I am hopeful that they're okay.
Okay.
Our Von's would definitely call for help.
Yes. If they could be heard. Let me go looking for the Von's Eye. Of the two adults, I trust Jesse the most, so I will go check on Von's. We found some stuff down in... we found the crystal, the floor of the crystal. The equipment lab is pretty well destroyed, but we did find the emitters for the shield. Not you, but for the shield that protects the crystal. And we probably ought to all get together and figure out what's going on. So I'm going to go ahead and head off to try and find Von's.
Lucky kind of jogs back up as this happens and goes,
yeah, you're right. You should trust Jesse more. Also, hi.
Hey, everything okay out there? No difficulties?
So.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to head towards the Von's Eye, we last saw them.
You head towards the Von's Eye. You go up some stairs and head to where the barracks are. And
why'd you pronounce it that way?
Because I took a weird breath halfway through and things got weird. Yeah, I took like half a breath as I was speaking. It made syllables go weird.
I feel like that's how they'd pronounce it in like a porn.
We don't know what's happened in the moment since we checked in on the bus.
That's true. There are sort of twins.
You head to the barracks,
mm-hmm.
and you find a barricade made of furniture and expanding foam.
Shit, that's Von's expanding foam. Why would they do this? I'm going to be like, May and I are going to look around and make sure that, you know, we're not being attacked. What? Remind me again, why did they put the barricade up?
Oh, because Nacho Cheese Von's is the most paranoid person who's ever lived, and he heard a thing.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to...
check with our primary source. Does that sound correct?
Adam, does that sound like you?
Well, it sounds like Von's.
I was pretty sure that was the reason.
Okay, so we're looking around. Do we see anything?
You see a barricade. You see that you're on walkways in a giant crystal room. You can see across to where Jesse went.
Okay.
But there's no one, you know, at the entrance to that section right now.
Okay.
There is no Minoculus
then
in the immediate vicinity.
I'm going to go ahead and tell May, hey, it's probably the Minoculus that he saw. He either saw it or he heard it. And you know Von's, I don't know how well you know Von's, but Von's is pretty paranoid. So this is probably what happened. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to knock on a piece of furniture and see if I can hear anything on the other side.
Original recipe Von's.
Mm-hmm.
Something collides with your barricade multiple times.
Well, that's why I have the barricade. We need to go now.
Okay, nobody's responding. So May's going to take her spear and put the back end of the spear into the foam so that she can make, you know, like roll it around a little bit, make a hole in it so we can see whether or not we can hear anything.
Is May borrowing your spear, or did you just refer to yourself as May, or...
No, I thought May would have a spear.
Nope, May uses a mace most of the time.
Oh, fuck.
You were hauling around this.
But
I
do have the spear of champions. I thought she had a spear. Anyway, I'll go ahead and do that.
That reminds me, I should note that wizards are not proficient in spears.
No, they aren't, but you would think that a spear of champions would be a little bit helpful on that end.
How different are they from a staff, really?
My name is pointy.
Basically, that's what I'm using it for. So, I do that. I put the end, the non-sharp, the butt end of the spear into the foam, wriggle it around so that I can make a hole. Does it feel like when I put it in? Does it feel like I hit the other side?
It feels like you're having a hard time getting it in there at all. This foam's really tough, except for a couple of small circumstances. So, gently pushing, or just firmly pushing in the blunt end of something is not going to work very well.
All right, then I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to apologize to the Spear of Champions, and I'm going to go ahead and shove it through. See if I can push it through with the spear end.
Make a strength check.
That's an 18-20, dirty 20.
You get the tip lodged in, and you're pushing, but it's taking a while. Much wriggling ensues.
Okay.
Original recipe, Vons.
Uh-huh.
Something is crunching into the foam, attempting to breach it.
Yeah, it's time to go. Is the hatch ready?
You can go over to the hatch, and Aramis just, jumps up and taps it for you, and the ladder drops down, and you can get in there.
Okay. Hey, other Vons, do we have enough supplies? Actually, do we have enough supplies? What kind of supplies do we have? What's going on here?
You have all of the supplies that we brought in. I don't know what supplies are you thinking that you need?
I don't know. We need some kind of a weapon against this thing. What kind of thing is this? Did you say it was like fire that we were doing here? Was that it?
Cool Vons does think that somehow it can be, but somehow fire can be involved in defeating the Nanoculus.
But what does Cool Vons say in response? You set yourself up to talk to yourself and making you do it.
Mostly that was just me reminding you of what you were thinking.
Yeah,
before.
I did need that. I don't have the notes. That was actually a question for Ian. Okay. So, dude, calm down. You've got fire potions on you, don't you? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got fire potions. But that thing's like, it's scratching my fort. It's trying to get in right now. Well, how about we get up into this hatch here, we take what we found with us, and you hold up the rear in case it tries to follow us up. That sounds like a good idea. We can do that. We can just get up there and like Die Hard, right? What's Die Hard?
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Okay, so, yeah.
So you all scramble on up into the hatch. Mm-hmm. Are you going to head out kind of into the main part of the facility, or are you going to try to just retreat back deeper in the section, or are you trying to get out of the section altogether, essentially?
Well, it's a hatch. What are the options here?
Well, you're going to maintenance tunnels, so you have quite a few, although it's a twisty maze of passages all alike. So,
well, all right, then.
But you can try to go a direction.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to very quietly. I know that it's like a maintenance kind of situation, but we're going to quietly hatch through and try to get past the thing that we're certain is some kind of a monster. And ironically, we're kind of right. No offense, Kelly.
Wow. Burn!
Yeah, no, that thing's going to be making Kelly... Droa is going to be making all kinds of noises that may or may not sound monster-like, so yeah.
Why would I necessarily be making
they're
noises?
Very quiet, usually.
Yeah.
The Droa got bored and built a soundboard out of themselves.
Potatoes!
So yeah, we're going to try to get over and around the barricade.
Do you close the hatch behind you? Okay. So you go, you start sneaking off. I believe, which Vons is in front?
Cool Vons is in front.
Okay, Cool Vons. Make a wisdom check to not lose your way. You're definitely going to get back over the barricade. You kind of start right next to it, so it's fairly easy. But once you get past there, it might get easy to get turned around.
Okay, you said int?
Wisdom.
Wisdom would put that at 24.
Okay. So you go, you are making your way through these maintenance tunnels. So I'm going to give you the option. What you can do is you can either head up and you'll kind of go over the arc of the room and towards where you know Jesse last was, or because you can basically go through the maintenance tunnels that get to the top of that crystal core area and then pass them, presumably, to the other side. Or you can go and basically loop around on the walkway and drop down and like the section you came in at or something else like that.
So kind of doing a just a recon.
Basically, do you want to go to Jesse or do you want to go to Shield, or at least in that general direction?
Let's try to head towards Shield. Okay. Who was Shield with last that we saw?
You left Shield and Lucky together.
Yeah.
And Alvin? Yes.
That sounds
poor
good.
Alvin. Sure.
We may or may not have forgotten about Alvin when we were assigning who was going where,
multiple
which is totally
times.
Fine, but it just means that he's over with Shield now. Hanging out. Or possibly near the door, seeing if he can manage to jigger anything so he can open. Yeah, that's where he is. He's trying to see if he can bypass the impossible and rig some workaround for that lock to get out. But all right. So you go and you start heading that way. Make move silently checks for both of your characters to just not be noticed while moving through these tunnels.
Okay.
Everyone does bad.
Yeah. Kind of real bad. Not the worst. So we always roll for OG first. Move silently would put that at, I guess that would be a 13.
Yeah.
On a prime, but and then Cool Vons would have gotten a 15. Also prime.
All right. And then Aramith also doesn't do very well, but still, you know, hits above the base success threshold. And well, they're sneaking reasonably quietly. And you only have to kind of stay crouched in here. You don't have to do the full diehard army crawl. So you're making good time.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably almost the perfect size for fox folk.
Yeah. And two of the three of you are trained rogues and so are pretty good at squeezing through small spaces quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dra.
Mm-hmm.
You finally managed to work through the foam, and there's enough space for you to go and look in.
Okay, I'm going to look in.
No one is there.
Oh, God.
Make a wisdom check.
Woo! 19 plus... Am I using Wealthy's Wealthy's wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay. 19... That's it, 19. 19 plus 10 is 29.
All right. Not a prime. It does pretty well as well. As you are up near that ceiling and poking your head in and seeing nothing, you hear something moving through the maintenance ducts above you.
I'm going to pull out and I'm going to say, what do you want to bet that's Vaughn's and company?
Yeah, probably.
Can we hear them from outside?
After they start moving away from you, which they do, you lose track of them very quickly. This is still a facility made of stone.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's head back towards Shield. We have to assume that if they're escaping this room, then they're going to try and head back towards the rendezvous point.
All right. You start heading back towards Shield.
Well, if nothing else, I got Vaughn's out of the room.
You spooked him. All right. You go and start heading that way. And Jesse.
Yes. Hello. We're being very quiet.
Oh, definitely.
If Jesse needs to, she'll put her hand over Squirrelo's mouth.
Make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, I think I have a thing for that.
I believe your sword gives you a bonus.
It does. It gives me a +2 on charisma saves. So I rolled a 16 plus 9 plus 2 is 27.
27, not a prime.
No.
Okay. I get to roll for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you have Green, Percy, Alara, and Scarella with you.
Yep.
Green does poorly. Don't think Percy is meaningfully affected.
I feel like Percy's biology is such that charisma's not really a thing that he can save from, maybe.
Scarella is fucking fantastic. All right.
Wow.
Jesse. You feel an uncontrollable urge to start laughing.
Oh, no. Do I start laughing?
You do.
Oh, no. Holy fuck, 27 wasn't enough to save?
I have bad news for you about the number of hit die this creature has.
Oh, no. I start laughing.
Life is just too amusing for you to be hostile right now. And Green starts laughing. I can't remember if Alara's like iron mind bonus is enough. So Alara's right on that edge. She's managed any kind of smother her mouth in a way that you can't. And Skrulla was looking at all of you.
Like you're insane.
Yeah, like you have lost your minds.
Now he knows how why people look at him like the way they do.
Oh, he won't learn from this.
Obviously not.
All right, so you are all being very loud.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What is Chrissy doing?
Chrissy manages to not panic, which, you know, good for it. And, sorry, I'm trying to figure some shit out because sweet beans is this thing confusing. Mm-hmm. All right. So Chrissy starts, or you hear thudding from the hatch above you. And Chrissy, seeing this or hearing this or perceiving it in some way, shape, or form, crystal beings are mysterious, starts shredding through the crystal that's covering what was the main door out of this room, and clearly in a panicked attempt to dig it out so it can break you guys out of the main exit.
Can I think through the fact that I'm laughing, or am I like only, or am I essentially like stunned laughing?
Let's see.
Because, like, if I can act and laugh, that's ideal, but I'm not, I don't quite understand, like, what the effect is for me.
So, you basically just can't attack, but you can dance, dodge, and duck with fantastic skill as you laugh. For reasons, I guess. So, basically, yeah, you can still move around. Thinking is clouded for you, but you can make it happen. So, what are you trying to think through?
Basically, like, I want to be able to, like, see that Chrissy is trying to get away and do something to help with that.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. So, you're laughing. Green is laughing. Looks of terror are probably slowly spreading over your face. You all start clawing away. And I assume you're not clawing away. So, I assume you're using your sword?
Yeah, I think it... Or maybe like the wolf spear, because I feel like I'm less precious about the wolf spear. So I'll just like, you know, kind of like just like pound away like with the butt of it and try to like break the crystals.
All right. Make a strength check.
That's a dirty 20 on a prime.
All right. So Jones's claws shred through this stuff like tissue paper. They don't seem to have any trouble biting into stone. And you are using the wolf spear to kind of break apart stuff as slashes, you know, get gouged in it. Basically using the scoring to break parts out. And you two manage to break through the door in about two rounds worth of effort, or like three rounds worth of effort. So it's in about 30 seconds, which is about when the hatch above you, you can hear that something has opened it. And then the crystal plate that was slid over it is kicked out and shatters on the floor.
Oh, boo.
So you can now open the front door and flee out of it, or you can face whatever's coming down the hatch.
I think we'll run, because we heard that it's a really bad thing, and clearly Chrissy's trying to get away, so.
Okay, you open the door to lunge in to start running, or lunge out, whatever. You go to start running, and you head into the hallway, as both a skeleton and a mummified corpse, both of which seem quite ambulatory, are dropping down from the overhead hatch. You turn to run towards the exit. Down the hallway from you, about 30 feet, and blocking the corner you need to get around for your what you're pretty sure is the most direct route back out, is the Prismal Eye.
No! We'll close the door again!
Okay, you run back inside, you close the door. We are going to roll for initiative.
Of course we are. I got a 7.
Okay, give me 1 second. I get to now take a million notes all at once forever.
So sorry.
I'm going to do this to myself.
I mean, you genuinely did do it to yourself because Squirrello screamed.
Yeah. All right. First up is the skeleton. This is not the right book. No, it is the right book. I just ended up in the treasure section. I was like, why is there a helm? Monsters are usually not helms. There we go. A creature of bone and sinew held together by vile sorcery. Fucking banger description. Is going to go and try to hit Alara. It rolls a natural 1.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It goes, it lunges forward. It slips on the crystal. and it falls flat on its face and takes 2 points of damage. Sadly, I rolled it has more hit points than that. So,
well,
it can't
fair
just
enough.
Shatter into a million pieces from the jump, which would have been extremely
It doesn't
funny.
Just fully like Looney Tunes itself. Oh, well.
No. You don't have a Vons near it, so the Looney Tunes quotient has dropped.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. And then zombie creature goes. It's going to go after Green was still in the room, so probably Green. It does roll butts. So Green, while still laughing, manages to, you know, put a heel in Percy, kind of have him sidestep out of the way. So they're okay. All right, Jesse, you're up. You still can't attack.
So I still can't attack. Okay.
Yeah.
But can you just remind me of what I can do?
You can basically do everything that isn't attacking.
Can I try to stop laughing?
You can't. That's what the save was for.
Okay. And I don't get another one?
No, there's a duration for this.
Okay. I think I'll try to defend. I'll just like put the wolf spear up kind of in front of me and like just try to defend.
Okay. You get in a defensive position. Alara goes. I think Alara made her check, so I'm going to say that she's able to attack. She gets a natural 20. She punches the zombie in half.
Wow.
Just, Alara fights like a boxer. This kind of included a lunge and just right through the lower spine. But from the front.
Ew.
Oh, does she
That's
sort of...
That's probably going to be ewy.
Does she sort of do that, Mortal Kombat move? Like Mortal Kombat finishing move where she just like pulls the spine out through the torso.
She does now.
Hell yeah.
She yanks out its spine and smacks its skull with it as it's collapsed into the ground.
Jesse laughs harder because that is like honestly
genuinely funny.
Like genuinely funny. Like peak comedy truly for a fighter.
Yes. Chrissy/Jones goes and goes after the skeleton. Slashing is a little bit tough on the bones, but it's still up, although it's looking haggard, even for a skeleton. Skrillo goes. God damn it, Skrillo.
No.
Skrillo, in an attempt to save spells, tries to just hit the skeleton. It rattles out of the way.
Oh.
He looks annoyed at himself. Green is laughing. And the prismal eye is out of sight, so you don't know what it's up to. New round!
I got a 10, for all the good it does me.
Jesse.
Yes?
Took about 3 rounds to dig out of the door. Took about 1 round to go out there and be scared and come back. And took about 1 round to have that fight. You have stopped laughing.
I want to... Is the skeleton still on the ground?
Yes.
I want to, like, curb stomp it.
All right, roll an attack roll.
It's
an unarmed attack, but not a grapple, so it would be allowed.
I rolled a 15, plus I'm assuming strength is 1, plus my base to hit is 9, so that's 25?
Yeah, you hit.
Great. And...
Or, I should say, now that you've stopped laughing, you're extremely fatigued. You're taking a -2 to all attacks, checks, and saves, so that was actually 27. You still hit.
Well... But, oh, I said I've got a 25.
Oh, sorry. Then it's a 23.
Does that still hit?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. 23. It still hits. Yes.
Great. And what would an unarmed strike damage be?
I think it's like a D2 or a D3 plus strength. Let's just make it a D3 plus strength.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 2 plus 1 is 3.
You... stomp through the skeleton's skull.
Great.
It puffs into bone dust, and it falls apart Looney Tunes style.
I'm going to say, let's run out up the hatch again. Or I'm gonna whisper, hey, let's run out up the hatch.
Okay. You whisper, let's run out of the hatch. Jones, knees.
Has everyone else stopped laughing?
Yes, everyone else has stopped laughing.
Okay, great.
Jones needs no convincing and shoots right up into the hatch. Alara goes shortly thereafter, as does Green, and then Skrillo.
I'm gonna basically just follow.
Yeah, that's just technically gonna be at the start of the next round, so I need to resolve one more thing.
Okay.
Jesse.
Uh-huh?
As you go to follow, the door behind you opens.
Oh, okay.
Make a dexterity check. Because I was having this thing act at the very end of the round, so we'll see if you can start scrambling up the ladder before it can do something.
That's a 19.
Total?
Yes, total.
On not a prime.
On not a prime.
You go to start heading up the ladder.
Okay.
Make a strength saving throw.
17 on a prime.
You go to climb the ladder. You get about 3 rungs up, and your body locks up. You're hanging on the ladder. You're stable, but you're stuck.
Okay.
Because you've been immobilized.
Was everyone else in front of me?
Yes.
Great. That's good. I'm glad.
Okay.
I'll just deal with whatever the fuck is going on.
Yes. Okay. Jumping to Vonzai.
So you're telling me that we're trying to die? No. Die Hard is, it's like this guy, he was a cop. Are we cop? We're not cops. Cops are bad. Okay, you're not hearing me. Okay, so it's just that there's this scene in Event. This isn't Event. We're not an event. More like a tunnel.
Boys, we've arrived at our destination, Aramie says. Opening a hatch and dropping down into the hallway that you all first entered at.
We're back where we started.
More or less. You see Alvin working at the lock at the door. Down the hallway, you can see Lucky and Shield at the very end of the hallway. And, yeah, so you can go up to them, or you can just stay here in a hallway forever.
Okay, you can explain this yippee-ki-yay thing to me later, whatever that means. And then we go and see how Alvin's doing. So, like...
Still working on the lock, he says.
Can't remember. Are we trying to get into that door, or...
This is your way back out. You have someone out there who can unlock it for you. Alvin is seeing if he can just make this lock work on this side, too. Or bypass it.
Oh.
Because he has nothing else to do, so he might as well spend his time doing this, and then you have a faster and more reliable exit.
Uh-huh.
Do you go talk to Shield and Lucky?
Yeah. Well, how'd they get here?
They were already in here. They were watching the retreat path for you, so...
Oh, they were here the whole time.
Yes.
Well,
they were in your heart all along. And also,
I guess we don't really have any news from the tunnels, do we? Maintenance tubes.
I mean, you found some stuff in your section.
You can talk about what you did.
Yeah. Shield and Lucky look at you as you approach.
I mean, what did we do? Like, we just went through the
area. You found a journal. You found a blank key card.
Oh, that area. Oh, so we're in the tunnels from where we were first at.
Yes. Sorry.
I see.
You're in the place you very first entered this facility.
All right. Well, I guess I'll hand the key card over to Alvin and see if that does anything.
Alvin follows along with you. So you're next to Lucky and Shield.
All right.
And
Can I make a suggestion that May and I are going to turn up here shortly?
That was the plan.
Okay.
Alvin's looking at it and says, well, okay, so you say it's a magic key card thing. It's a blank. And the other one you have is etched. So I assume this one needs to be etched and maybe keyed to something else.
Probably.
Don't suppose you found a crystal etching apparatus in there?
What do those look like?
Alvin gives you a description of a complicated mechanical device designed to very precisely cut into or etch into crystal.
Okay, so you're saying that's what I need to rewrite this orb?
It wouldn't work for the graduation orbs, no.
Ah.
Sorry.
Well, okay, I guess a regular crystal etching kind of thing would be fine. That sounds like... But I don't remember seeing one anywhere, do I?
You do not. Aldra, you show up with May.
Yay! Ta-da! We are here! Apparently we're channeling Squirrel.
Speaking of, Shield says, I have not heard anything from... that area in a while.
Oh.
Maybe reaching a point of appropriate concern.
Okay. Then why don't we plan on going over there and checking things out?
Okay.
Okay.
You start going over to check things out.
So are we going to take Shield with us? Because Shield is, like OP, so,
Do you want to take Shield with you?
I think so. If we're going to fight an Innoculus, I think we need to be, you know, we need to bring everything we can to bear.
I'd say it would be Shield's natural inclination to go with you as well. So, yeah. Right, you head off.
I think we'll leave Lucky and Juve behind.
You left Juve with Cog downstairs.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Juve is with Cog. We'll leave Lucky and Alvin. Alvin can continue to work on the door while being guardian for that area.
Okay.
Okay. Then we head out.
It's going to be the opposite direction. If Alvin's working on that, then Lucky's going to be the lookout, but that's fine.
Well, she's looking out, but Alvin's there. I mean, Alvin can take care of himself. Anyway.
Say, Alvin is some quickly available muscle.
Oh, yeah. Alvin can take care of himself. Jesus Christ.
What?
I find it very amusing who you think can take care of themselves and who you're like, no, we have to go find out what's going on right now.
Shield was the one that raised the concern.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, and like, that was great. But I'm also just like, oh, but Alvin can take care of himself.
Alvin, presumably Alvin can take, oh my god! Let's just go for rescue Jesse and the others. Or see if they need rescuing.
All right, you start running off. Wealthy, do you go full speed?
I go full speed. Shield goes full speed. Who else is with us? May.
May, the Vonses, Aramith.
May probably can keep up fairly well. The Vonses are probably pretty fast. So yeah, we're all going as fast as we can.
Okay. Start running as fast as you can.
And I start running.
Jesse.
It's great not to have to breathe.
That would make running a lot easier, yes.
Yeah.
No cardiovascular system means no cardiovascular fitness. Okay. Jesse, the creature begins to sing.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Please roll initiative.
Again?
Yep. It's a new round, essentially.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I was like, but we've been on an initiative. That's a 3.
Okay. Sorry. There are choices. so many. Shit's fucked up. Okay. Jesse, roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, I have also a +2 on saves for that right now because of Dad, Is That You?
And also because of this particular thing, add a d6.
Okay. Because
it will kill you off.
Okay, I rolled a 17 plus 11 for my wisdom is 28 plus 2 is 30 plus the d6 is 35. Feel like maybe, possibly, and that's on a prime, so maybe I passed.
Maybe.
God, I hope I passed. I really hope I passed.
Jesse.
My saving throw.
You feel a presence in your mind, and several images from your life of very, very scary moments come up. And I imagine for Jesse, a lot of those involve the corruption. Just times you've been caught out, you know, something took you by surprise, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
For a brief moment, you feel like a shadowy sensation is crawling over you. And then you focus on the fact that you are you, you are yourself, your family loves you, you've presumably saved or at least given a better chance to your friends, and you center yourself, and the sensation goes away.
Great.
Okay. It is now your turn. I kick down the counter on the fact that you are being held. You can perform actions of a purely mental nature. You just can't perform any physical activity for the duration.
So I can't, like, make any noise, or...
I'm gonna say that you can essentially do the, if you, you know, your mouth is taped shut, because presumably you're still breathing. So you can do the, kind of distressed noise thing. Or if you're secretly a ventriloquist, this is your chance to show off.
I want to scream as loud as I possibly can.
All right. Make a constitution check.
Okay. That's a 17 total.
Not a prime?
No.
Okay. You go and you try to scream, but your chest feels stiff. It's hard to get enough air. And You don't quite make a whine, but it's not, it's, you're pretty sure it's not very audible at all.
Okay.
Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vonzai, since you are also very fast.
Uh-huh.
You round the corner. You have been going through this overgrown, this research area that's overgrown with a sickly green, evil glow-in-the-dark star-colored crystal, dodging around, you know, weird outgrowths, and the whole floor of it is covered like some combination of a flood and a snowstorm. It's just frozen in place, like mid-movement.
Ew.
It's uneven. It's hard to navigate. But you're able to, because one of you is a quadruped who has the distinct advantage compared to ungulates of being able to just kind of gently deform its feet into whatever shape it needs to be the most stable, because being made of goo is fun. And two of you are very agile fox folk who have either run away from stuff or have been learning how to be agile and sneak recently.
And one of us is essentially a god and doesn't really, you know.
I mean, there's that too. All right.
So poor May, she's like, ah.
You know, I just noticed something in my notes that says that the people who stayed with the Grixen are Enya, Zykra, and May.
I thought you swapped that around at some point.
Now I don't know who it could possibly else have been, but I will consider that while I am held.
Any listeners are to ignore any continuity errors there.
Or come up with your own creative explanation.
God, if you come up with a creative explanation, I would love to hear it. I love figuring out why canon is wrong. Even in my own show.
Yes. We have not achieved Mission to Zix level canon consistency. More's the pity.
Yeah, but even Mission to Zix had like a little bit of that.
Yeah.
All right. Think we should say that Jaspar stayed with the Grixen. Because he hasn't done anything, including being out with Frymeath.
So I think you left him out there, actually, but yeah.
I think we did, but like, I don't think we would have left only Zykra and Enya.
Some appropriate combination of people.
Wait, where's Harper? I think Harper stayed out with Frymeath.
Harper's out with Frymeath, yes.
We'll just say that Harper and Frymeath are together, and that Jaspar stayed with the Grixen.
Okay. I like the idea that this involved Jaspar walking all the way back by himself as his like fucking AI package changed and he's like, oh, I'm supposed to be over there instead. I feel this sudden requirement it's to just be his, not here.
His sprite was like, oh, I guess I'm walking now.
Through the overworld, nothing will go wrong. But all right. Well, draw Vonzai. You skid around this corner at speed, kind of sliding on the crystal, and you see the Prismali, or an Oculus, if you're feeling fancy.
Well, that's not good.
Floating into the room.
Oh, God.
That's worse.
Seemingly intent on something. So, leaving the hallway and going into some room that looks like it had its door, opened and then closed and then opened recently. I realized none of the crystal would have exploded outwards, so. A door of no particular interest from the angle you're at.
God, what do we do now?
Well, we're going to roll initiative is what we're going to do.
Oh, that's what we're right. We need to roll
initiative. Ooh, do I get to roll initiative again?
You do.
Oh, boy. We're all in initiative together, you guys. We're very back exciting. Together. It's been 3 episodes. As I predicted.
Gio would like believe. To point out for the court that they did not design the groups. The PCs split up the group in two.
Okay, so I got a 4.
Yeah, so did OG Vons, but the new one got an 8.
I also got an 8.
Okay, so in the vicinity are Green, Alara, Skrullo,
Chrissy,
May, Aramith, and Shield. People get paired off, so I can roll fewer zillions of dice.
Huzzah!
Fascinating results so far.
Can't forget about Alara.
Oh, she's in there.
No, but like last time when she dived into the water and disappeared for 3 episodes.
She killed something with her thighs.
Yeah.
Does that make up for you guys losing the input of an important combatant? Not really, no.
No. She was an NPC doing NPC shit, I guess.
Jesse.
Yes?
You hear someone above you, half, not quite yelling, but you know. raising their voice slash grunting through gritted teeth slash sounding very annoyed, going, "Get out of my way!" And a tiny fox folk in a breastplate drops out of the ceiling, narrowly missing you because there's not that much space to work with. And
Yay!
Green is there.
Yay! I love that.
Green runs up and tries to hit the terrifying thing.
I love Green. She's so cool.
Green is great.
She deserves better than Vaughn.
Sorry, Vaughns. Sorry, not sorry, Vaughns. Vaughns has no reaction, which is just what I expected.
I now want to do a man on the street interview with Vaughns. How do you feel about this? Or like the confessional booth thing from a reality show?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Do the, yeah. Confessional booth would be very different from man on the street. Vaughns would still be trying to figure out where the hell he is.
Just, you know, a nice little side shift. Okay.
Confessional booth might be fun for Halloween episode. Just as something different.
No, it's going to be our winter solstice episode.
Oh, that would be great, actually.
Fucking Real Housewives disaster or something. I don't know. I don't watch reality TV.
I mean, every series these days has its parody episode of The Office, right?
Let's say, if we parody anything in that vein, it's going to be Parks and Rec because I like it better.
Or that, sure.
All right. My TV biases aside, Green draws her weapon, runs up, goes to hit this thing, a good swing. It clangs.
Oh, no.
Off of
its
skin.
Oh, no.
She looks horrified is too strong a word, but she's not happy about it. Maybe a little freaked. It's Alara's turn.
Okay.
Alara goes down and slightly more gracefully kind of swings out past you and tries to turn that just into a two-footed kick at this Rizmalai that was floating in the door. And just straight up misses. She falls a little bit short, and so he has to turn it into an awkward roll and get to her feet next to it. But I guess she can also try to do her secondary attack. Well, for that, she rolls a one. So I'm going to say she tried to do her secondary attack by kind of turning into a cool kick and then just slips.
Yeah.
Just like, you just hear it go, God damn it.
Yeah, fair.
All right. Chrissy succeeds.
You know, at least we have it like fully like bottlenecked so it like really can't just kind of, you know, wander away. Like we're all very much like in this space.
Yeah. So Chrissy goes up and kind of clogs up one of the last melee slots on your side of this door. I'm going to say the creature's essentially in the doorway right now and scrapes at it, but you see essentially sparks or tiny shards of crystal from which side you're not sure flying off of it. It also doesn't manage to get through. This Chrissy rolled bad. This is so dumb. But I kind of want to do it.
And?
Adam, just roll a d6 for me. Be my outboarded random die conscience on this one.
Oh, okay. What happened? Looks like a 2.
You didn't roll a 1, so this is going to be extremely funny for me and possibly only me. Okay, and then Aaron, roll a d6 for me and tell me what you get.
4.
Okay. People who are in this room. God, I might have a space. So Scarello pokes his head out and yells, "The great Scarello will not be defeated by even as horrifying a creature as this, but he will admit to needing help." And pulls out something silvery, metallic, and shiny, and a sphere that is also silvery, metallic, and shiny. Utters magical words that give you a light headache.
Everyone?
Yeah, like it's like being near a, well, this would be much worse, but like a concussive force. You kind of feel the vibration. It's uncomfortable. It's not damaging. It's just a lot of magic happens. It's buck wild.
Okay.
And then, Kelly, roll a d12 for me.
D12. Can do. 2.
It will fit in with you.
Oh, no. I feel like I had a dream you said something like this. That was some weird deja vu that I just got.
I mean, I had a dream last night about a zombie apocalypse, but it was clowns. So, you know. I just wanted to share that. It was a very weird dream.
Yeah, no, that's... I think you should tell Whit about that dream.
Yeah.
I think he'd really appreciate knowing about that dream.
I was going to say, as soon as he started laughing, it was over. It was really freaky.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it was dark. But all right.
That explains the weird laughing in this episode, right? Is that where that came from?
No, I feel like that's just some...
None of us heard that, Adam. What are you hearing?
Bullshit.
Are you sure it's coming from your headphones? Behind Adam is a clown. All right. Summoned into the room, slightly crowded in, and frankly looking extremely confused, is a silver dragon. It's not a big silver dragon.
But it is a silver dragon.
In fact, it looks pretty young. But
did you say it's a worm?
No.
No, a worm. Like a young dragon is a worm.
Okay, this particular Monster Manual does not make that distinction for ages.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was also mentally getting the worm confused with the like wormling or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, it's a fledgling. Neat. Huh. Okay, so dragon appears. It makes a charisma save to not obey Squirrello. Squirrello looks at it and says, "Attack that creature." And it looks up and goes, "You want me to do what?" Squirrello says, "Go on, attack." And they're just like, "Fine."
Oh, it's a teenager.
And I get to very quickly read. There's so many abilities. Oh my god. But hey, I guess if it's your top spell slot. It makes an int check. It runs up. It kind of shoves its head between the group. And it breathes out a stream of kind of a freezing looking fog that washes over the creature, the Prismali, and doesn't do anything. And Squirrella goes, "By the way, it's immune to magic, except for sound magic. Could have told me that." Anyway, that was Squirrella's turn.
It's immune cool. to magic. Shit. Uh-huh. That's all I have.
May is catching up.
Except sound magic.
May and Aramith are both catching up.
I don't have
up,
any sound
so
magic.
Get to go this round. And cool, Vons, you're up.
Well... I'm sorry, where is this thing in relation to Cool Vons? He's gonna...
It is one move action down the hallway from you.
One move action,
So you can get
That's
there
quite a
and
ways.
Do something else.
Well?
It's 30 feet, because at some point I decided to ignore the rule where you only move half your distance.
Oh, that's so great, because I hated that rule.
Yeah, it's confusing. We play in the Theater of the Mind, so it doesn't matter that much. So... You're close enough that no matter which version of the rules the listener prefers, you can get there in an appropriate amount of time to take another action.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is ranged attacks, except this thing doesn't seem to be... This thing's all ranged attacks as it is, isn't it? Like, it's a blob with eyes.
It's more of a kind of a, you know, shell shape with eyes.
A floating shell shape with eyes.
I'm not trying to figure out how to describe it because...
Yeah, what kind of shell?
It's like a disc with a raised center, but equally.
Kind of like a limpet kind of a shape. Yeah.
Let me see what the book says. I'm sure they figured it out. Hateful loathsome creature, blah, blah, blah. Roughly a flattened spherical shape with tough silicate skin studded by recesses and grooves.
Ah.
In the book, it kind of looks like a shelled, thicker vertically and evil manta ray, which I doubt helps in any way.
Vaguely. And it's floating in air, right?
Yes. And it has eyes on all sides of it.
And its attacks are, as far as Vaughn's currently knows, chiefly just staring and doing stuff.
Yep.
And if Vaughn's were to, say, attack it with fire in some way, is there anybody nearby close enough to get damaged by that?
At the moment, no, because you're in the front of your group and you can just aim the... wash down the hallway.
Cool. So rather than moving with a move action, can I just ask for a fire, like flaming hands potion from Vaughn's in the back?
I believe you also set yourself up with, you were making Molotovs last time.
That would make sense.
Yeah, you do have that. You do have a at least one Molotov cocktail because you definitely, you got like some sort of liquor cabinet. You got into the liquor cabinet.
Well, it is not, at least I'm not finding it in my inventory. That doesn't mean much in my life.
You definitely did do that. I believe you. Firmly remember.
And at the moment, it would make very much sense for him to make that his first attack at some amount of range here. We're in a somewhat narrow hallway, so it's going to somewhat confine the flame burst situation.
Yeah, and also Molotovs don't explode nearly as hard in real life as they do on TV.
Yeah, they mostly just splat.
Yeah, as long as you hit kind of the back half of this thing or like the wall that's immediately behind it,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't have to worry about it splashing.
And it has the added benefit that it's not magic.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not that he's thinking about that, probably. I don't know what he knows about this thing. He just thinks it's vulnerable to fire.
You know everything everyone else told you. You just failed in it check, and so you're like, yes, fire will solve this problem.
Yeah. So he's going to try that first.
Okay. Roll a ranged attack roll.
Find the right tab there. So when I roll a 20 and I get an 18 on it,
you also add your base to hit.
So his base to hit. You guys, there is no way for me to take notes that that remains consistent or usable.
Yeah.
Where is that shit? They just keep growing, so, you know.
Yeah.
There it is. His base to hit is marked here as +3. So.
Okay. And then 21. Also plus whatever, I think it's whatever your dex.
+1?
Yeah.
Dex would be, yeah, another +1, so that would put him at 23.
22.
Yeah. And, he's dex proficient.
All right. Well, you're essentially throwing an area attack. So you kind of need to hit it, but its armor doesn't matter as much. So basically, I'm reducing its AC. They do mention touch attacks at least at one point, randomly. And I will say that it hits.
Hooray! Maybe. Or possibly very much not.
And what would a damage look like for that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Our dear CK.
I'm going to say that it does a d6 of damage, but you've splashed it with an accelerant, so it's going to keep burning for a little while. So, roll a d6.
5. 5's not bad.
It is not.
On a d6, that's pretty good, yeah.
All right. It starts a-cooking. And Jesse, you get to see that the back part of this thing just seemingly bursts into flame, almost. And there was the sound of a shattering bottle.
That probably made
the thing is,
move.
I don't think Jessie can see anything because she would have been going up the ladder, so like she's frozen. She can't see anything.
I figure for purposes of a dramatic storytelling, maybe you glance aside to look at the thing right as it hit you or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
You can also just be looking up. That's fine too.
I think it's funnier if Jessie can't see what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, you just hear the sound of shattering glass and then smell burning alcohol. You're right, that is funnier. Alright. Jesse, you are still held. I will get you the character sheet of an NPC for next time, because I rolled pretty high on the duration of the hold spell.
No.
Sorry. It's also possible someone might be able to get you out of it.
Well, I just feel like, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I think if Jesse has to...
I'll figure something out for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I do seem to keep getting taken
yes,
out.
Yes, which I do not want to happen to you this time.
All the time.
That was not intentional.
Because there's literally 3 of us right now.
Yes. All right. But, well, Drawa, what are you going to do?
Well, the Vons has set this thing on fire, and is that the only thing that can hurt it?
You don't know.
Past a certain point. You just know it's immune to most magic.
I did hear Squirrel say that it's immune to most magic. So I'm going to take the Spear of Champions and I'm going to hit it.
All right.
In the back where it's burning.
You run up to it. You go to stab. Roll an attack roll, please.
So my attack roll is d20.
I need to look at what happens when you're not proficient. Actually, I think what happens is you're not going to add your base attack bonus.
Okay.
The idea is none of your training applies.
All right. Then it's all of 8.
You go to stab. You're not used to being this tall in your new centaur form. So you misjudge and you kind of stab down and past it a little bit. You don't
damn
quite
it.
All right. OG Vons.
That's me.
It's you. What do you do?
What do you do?
I like the way this fire thing is going real good here. Let's, he's going to load up more fire-based things and put those into his sandwich shooter.
Okay. What are you loading? What kind of fire-based things?
I should have had this already figured out.
You have explosives. You have burning hands. Isn't really meant for the sandwich shooter because it just kind of, you know, pops off in a random direction.
Uh-huh. It's not great, but sure, it's fun to watch. It's like fireworks, I bet.
Like tossing a bottle rocket.
Might even propel itself.
Yeah. Very safe thing that people do.
You know, is the magical glue flammable? Because I'm not sure I've got another great fire attack otherwise.
The magical glue is not particularly flammable.
No, I don't have a... In fact, it would probably put out some fire. Well, the expanding foam certainly would. Hmm. Yep. Apart from like just straight up chemical acid, I don't think I've got a great ranged attack with this thing right now.
You were carrying around a couple of small explosive things forever, and I don't think you rarely use them, so I think you still have them.
Yeah. But aren't they just like firecrackers?
They're 2d6.
Yeah, okay, that could be something now, like at this level, I guess.
I mean, honestly, like, doing something is always better than doing nothing.
I wasn't planning on doing nothing.
Yes, no, and I know that. I'm mostly just reminding you because sometimes.
Although now that you
struggle.
Mention it, doing nothing.
No, please. Jesse can't do anything. Please, I beg you, do anything.
Lucky just runs up behind Vaughn's and we can freeze him into using his weapons.
So these explosive things, they are like mostly just noisy, but they do a little damage, but they're mostly noisy. I wonder if that will really bother this thing. Let's load that into the sandwich shooter and take a shot.
Okay, these things do have a radius, so make an attack roll. Basically, just don't flub it.
Attack roll? And what have we got here? Oh, a 19. I suppose that's not flubbing it.
Is that total or just the number on the die?
That's on the die. His base to hit adds 5. And okay. If this is a dex thing, I imagine it's a dex thing.
It is.
I imagine it's comparable to throwing, but maybe more accurate.
A little bit. Okay, so you're at a total of 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say you both place it right, and you manage to place it beyond the creature in the hallway, which is kind of a nice trick shot, honestly. So it does not blow into the room or hit Wellsborough or anything like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be bad. If that landed in Wellsborough, it would do this like whole Terminator 2 thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're thinking about what happens when you shoot things in the direction of your fellow combatants in combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Character development.
Growth.
Oh, hey. So good news. I found the original draft of The Alchemist that I wrote for you. Small explosive does 2d8, or it does, I think it does 2d6, fuck. Whatever, it does an amount, but more importantly, it's labeled as Sound Burst.
Wonderful!
<Wow! laughs> That's what I vaguely remember.
Thank you, me, from years ago.
Yay!
It's like those snappy poppies from childhood. You'd have to fish through sawdust with your fingers in a little thin plastic bag for little paper thingies that you throw at the ground.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I told you this did 2d6, and I'm going to stick to that.
Okay.
Because it's just the basic thing, not the detailed version, because the original spell that it's based off of does less damage.
Yeah.
But it is still definitely going to be a concussive force and thus sound-based, so you're going to do full damage. Roll 2d6 for me.
Looks like a 9. 4 and 5. That's not bad.
It's quite good, in fact. All right.
Yeah, above the average.
Jesse.
Yes.
There's an explosion outside.
Oh, Vaughn's must be here.
All right. And then...
I love that you're just having Jesse react to these things.
I mean, you're the one who has no context, so it's funny.
Yes, I know. You said.
All right. And then Shield is going to... basically take their turn to kind of get in the way of Vons' next attack, honestly. How rude. but is going to go and get past the creature and then transform, because shield is going to fill a hallway, and so it's going to basically come at the inoculus from the other side, so they're not blocking everyone's way.
Okay.
And then it's the Nonoculus's turn, but that is where we will pick up next time.
Yay!
Yay!
Ta-da!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Back and forth and back and forth to the book I go. Apologies to the editor.